David Clark is no stranger to the state's political scene. He was elected to the Utah legislature in 2000.
I got involved in this while I was serving in the legislature as speaker, and it dealt with two fundamental things I saw going on in Washington, D.C., the lack of fiscal discipline and, quite frankly, how they treated us as a state. Both of those motivated me to leave the state capitol and go back to Washington, D.C. I'd rather have roll up my sleeves and see if we can make a difference on the inside.
Jeremy McElhaney is also familiar with the political arena. He serves as the Grand County Republican chair. McElhaney says his experiences with the U.S. Bureau of Land Management make him qualified to fight for Utah's public land.
Our state is just permeated with natural resources. I don't want to destroy anything. Let me make that very clear. But we can still use responsible ways to access some of our natural resources. And a lot of that money is going to create jobs. It's going to create revenue for the state. It'll boost our education funding from 47th in the nation.
Sporting his Super Bowl ring, former NFL lineman Jason Buck tells KCPW he's not afraid to take that same determined attitude he used on the field back to Washington.
I've never been pushed around in my life. And Utah will never be pushed around as long as Jason Buck is in Washington, D.C.
Retired school teacher turned entrepreneur Howard Wallach prides himself on his ability to create jobs. Wallach says his trucking company began with 4 employees and grew to employ hundreds.
If we create 2 to 3 million jobs in the private sector, we will get 2 to 3 million people off of food stamps, off of unemployment, off of free cell phones, off of other entitlements, and 2 to 3 million more people paying income tax. When you do that, you start to shrink the deficit.
Writer Chris Stewart says his time serving as a pilot in the Air Force, along with his small business experience, is what sets him apart from the rest.
65% of the jobs created in the last 20 years come from small business, and yet only 8% of Congress has any small business background. And that's why it's so easy for them to overregulate us, to put rules and regulations that are killing small business.
Candidate Chuck Williams formerly worked in the Department of Defense and spent years making the federal government more efficient.
It was up to my office to implement BRAC. That meant moving bases, shutting down bases, realigning different organizations. We move more people and close more bases and realign more bases and made things more efficient than any time since World War II.
Sherilyn Eager says her way of doing things is what makes her unique, calling herself a solid conservative of 30 years. She says if elected, Washington shouldn't expect her to stay quiet.
Some people call themselves bulldogs. I'm probably more the pit bull variety. I am not going to let go until it gets righted. I am the one in this race that can go toe-to-toe against Nancy Pelosi, and I intend to do so.
There is no incumbent in this year's race. Current Congressman Jim Matheson is running in Utah's new 4th congressional district. This year's election will be the first one since the district lines were redrawn. Utah's 2nd congressional district stretches from St. George up the western part of the state and includes Salt Lake City and South Davis County. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.